So, you know, we're very happy, obviously, to be here today. And I think what's clear from what the judge did today is that marriage will be here in Wisconsin very, very soon. I think it's just a question of how soon. But certainly we think the judge is carefully deciding exactly the wording of the injunction that she enters, and she's doing the work to make sure that this is affirmed on appeal. We're very confident that ultimately we will prevail and that the freedom to marry will be here for our plaintiffs and everybody who would like to marry and has been denied that right for so many years.
There was some discussion in there about what Governor Walker thinks and whether that matters.
Obviously, what the governor has to say about this matters a great deal. I mean, the governor has said that by entering in and Attorney General Van Hollen by suggesting that the clerk should be sued for providing these marriage licenses. I think that ultimately he has executive authority over all the state departments, and he can make sure that those marriages are recognized as they should be, and that all the important protections for people should be available to them.
Is there some concern that she was worried that you weren't clear enough in your proposed ruling for her, and that she make significant changes to it?
We think that we're clear. Obviously, we respect the judge, but we think that there can't be anything clearer than saying that all rights of marriage should be provided to same-sex couples that are currently only provided to different-sex couples. That's the act that the judge should enjoin, and I think ultimately she's going to make it clear one way or the other. Marriage and everything that comes with it is going to happen here in Wisconsin soon.
Is there some concern that if the language isn't clear enough, that Governor Walker at some point in the future could really interpret it any way he wants to?
I think she raised that question. She raised that concern, and I think she's considering that. But a declaration is something that he should abide to. He's subject to suit again if he fails to comply with her order from last week. So we want to make sure that is ultimately clear, that we don't have to file another lawsuit to seek veterans benefits or benefits for families who need everything the marriage provides. We know that there's a great deal of security for families that comes with the hundreds of benefits that are available from marriage, and same-sex couples should get access to all of those things.
You seem to fight for not...
I hope she does not. I think that that the standard has not been met. I don't think that they have the kind of likelihood of success that they need to show, but I do think that she is very concerned as a district court about what the Supreme Court did in the Utah case, the Kitchen case, and I think she's listening to that. So I think we'll see, but she certainly indicated that she's strongly considering that.
The defense said that
not only for the right for couples to marry, but also for their marriages outside of the state right now to be recognized here. Is that something that right now is not in the language?
It is something that we have proposed in the language in the injunction, but as she's made it clear, there's the language for what clerks should have to do in terms of giving out marriage licenses and what the state registrar should do in terms of registering those. We want to make sure that every state official treats those marriages the same as the marriages of different sex couples.
The defense, was arguing that essentially this was never about benefits, but about marriage only. You seem to take offense to that.
That's absolutely not true. This was always about three of our couples married outside the state. One of them was married and living as married for a number of years to come to Wisconsin when they were transferred and had that taken away from them. Two other couples left the state to marry because they got tired of waiting for marriage here in Wisconsin. Those marriages need to be recognized the same as every other different sex couple who comes to the state expecting, like everybody. This is what happens in every state. You travel across state borders, your marriage isn't taken away from you. So that's the case has always included that aspect. We want to make sure that the state abides by it and that they're subject to contempt if they don't.
Give us your name.